Okay, so picking up with some Hilchos Pesach. So we're starting off with Hilchos Chodesh Nisan, that there's a mitzvah to already start, we're halfway there, so we have the other half, but the Rosh Chodesh Nisan today, but really 30 days before, already on Purim, Yudalid Purim, there is a mitzvah, some hold that it's a Chiyuv Midaraisa to learn the Halachos of Pesach from 30 days before. That's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. However, the Beis Yosef holds that it's a Takanah Rabbi Baranan. Either way, a person's supposed to be preparing himself for Pesach, Pesach specifically, some point out, because there's a lot of Halachos, but either way, to prepare ourselves for Pesach. So that is the first Halacha. Second Halacha. Maos chitim. We know that there's a minag, or makotzes, it comes from earlier sources, to give wheat for kemach, for aniyim, to use for all their bezah. Pesach, specifically for the matzah. Nowadays, the minag is to give them maos, for what's called maos chitim, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman points out two things. He points out, one, is that you're allowed to use maos chitim from meiser. A lot of times, let's say, with regards to Purim, you're not supposed to necessarily use your meiser money towards the mitzvah matanos avionim. Over here, however, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, you can't count it towards your meiser. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also points out that the minhag is that nowadays it's not just literally for the matzahs, but rather we do it lechatchila, we give it for everything that the family would need or a person in need needs for the entire chag, lav dafka, for the actual Seder for the exact matzah, but for all of Yantiv, anything that he might need. And everyone is chayav, even a Talmud Chacham, someone who doesn't necessarily pay the taxes of the town. This lesson will get for us, we don't really have the taxes of the town for this purpose, but everyone is chayav in this as much as possible. Now, with regards to Kedushas Nisan, there is, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we know that the Mishkan was, there was a Hakamas on Mishkan, and the 12 Nisim brought their Karbanos on these 12 days, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, it's like a Yantiv, and also Erev Pesach and Isruchag, so there we have all those days, so therefore we have Rov of the Chodesh, which is Kadosh, and therefore we make the whole Din, the whole Nisan, a month of Geula, a special month of Chodesh Nisan, and we assume that a person does not fast, and a person doesn't make a Hesped Rechman Alatzan if someone dies, except for a Talmud Chacham in front of him. That's the only exception. However, for regular Din, we don't say there's no Hespedim, and also you're not allowed to fast, even a Yurtzeit, Tanis Yurtzeit, or Tanis Chalom, you are allowed to fast, and Erev Pesach, you are allowed to fast. Those are the two exceptions. There's actually Machlokas also about with regards to Chasan and Kala during the month of Nisan. There are those who say that you do, right? The Sefer Bir Halacha and others say that you should fast even during Rosh Chodesh, even during Nisan. However, there are those who say that you should not be fasting during Nisan. So yesh v'yesh. And someone who points out also we saw that there's a din in the Gemara about someone who fasts on Shabbos has to make up his another fast on Sunday. So that also would be applicable. A person is allowed to do that in that situation. He'd also be allowed to fast. Now, also, when it comes to all of Chodesh Nisan, we do not say Tachanan, we do not say Tzidkaschan Shabbos Mincha, we do not say Yiratzon by Kriya Satorah, and also we don't say Kel Malarachamim, except for the last day of Pesach when we have Yisker. And we also do not do Tzidukadin, and the Kaddish after Tzidukadin, we do not do those two either. And in part, on the day of Yod Gimel, the Shlah brings down that they're the minag, well, before the Yud Gimel, but all 12 days of these Nisim, there's a minag tov that many people read the Nasi of the Yom. There's a tefillah, B'nai Sascha wrote about a very nice tefillah after that. And on Yud Gimel, the Shlah brought down to say, until Balosad Kenosas Menorah, that was what the Shlah says. And some even have the minag of taking a Sefer Torah, even taking a Sefer out of the Aron after davening. There are some Shtivlach and places, Chassidish Minhagim, that take it out and read from a Sefer Torah. This is brought down in the Shari Ephraim. So it's early minag. However, there are people who are not happy with that. I know Soloveitchik, I think, was always, he said, you have the Birchas HaTorah is a matir for the, to say, to read Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. So you're not allowed to just read a Torah without making a bracha before and after with the Tzibur especially. So there are those who are not so happy with the idea of taking a Sefer Torah. But either way, reading it from a Siddur, I believe, I don't think anyone is upset with that. So that is a very nice minhag to do. And if the Shul's minhag is to do it from a Sefer Torah, they definitely have what to rely on. Just one last halacha for now is Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos before Pesach, we call Shabbos HaGadol. And why do we do that? Because there was a nace that the year that it fell out in when Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Shabbos, all Yisrael took the seh for the Pesach and the Mitzrayim, that was their God. They saw this and they saw they're going to shech their God that they believed and they bowed down to. They didn't say anything. So that's already a big nace that happened then. And therefore, our minhag is to say the Haggadah from Avadim Ayidu. Many have this Haggadah. Rama quotes it until the Chapra Al-Vasinu because we're supposed to remember the Nisim. We're already starting the Shabbos before. And I'll be the Aruch Chaim. There's also a very simple idea that the Shabbos before, every Shabbos before a big Inyan, the Shabbos is kolal the whole week in it. So therefore, every Shabbos, Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos for Shavuos, every Shabbos is a big inyan to the Shabbos because it has in it the whole week. So therefore, the Shabbos before, the Shabbos of Pesach, the Yom HaGelula, so we have a special Shabbos. We say, a lot of people say Piyutim, and either way, there's a big minhag though to say from Avadim Ayinum, until the Chapra Konosinu. However, the Gra himself did not say that because the Haggadah himself says Kol Mibor Yom and it's Chalafuke, but any time before the actual Haggadah. So therefore, he didn't say it. So that's why maybe many people don't. But the Ramah does to say it, and that is Adkan for today. Shukar.